From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey backs off a bit after shooting down a Russian plane. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has voiced regret about Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı gerçekten...
Addressing his supporters Saturday in the province of Balıkesir, Erdogan said he hopes tensions between Turkey and Russia over the incident do not escalate further and lead to dire consequences. He also said he hopes something like this doesn't happen again. Erdogan also renewed a call to Russian President Vladimir Putin for a face-to-face meeting in Paris on the sidelines of the Global Climate Summit on Monday. Putin, who reacted angrily to the downing of the Russian fighter jet, has yet to agree to the talks. Also Saturday, Turkey advised its citizens to delay non-urgent travel to Russia. Turkey's foreign ministry said it issued the travel warning because of unspecified difficulties faced by Turkish visitors and residents in Russia. A top Kurdish lawyer has been shot dead after unknown attackers opened fire in a mainly Kurdish province in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say the assailants opened fire on Tahir Elsi and other activists Saturday during a press statement to a gathering in the province of Diyarbakir. The shooting triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. Hospital sources say Elsi died of gunshot wounds to the head. The Turkish president, Erdogan, confirmed his death and said a policeman also was killed in the attack. Elsi served as chairman of the Area Bar Association. This is VOA News.